Joining us once again, Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University. Kim, the last few weeks as we've looked at the wheat contracts, there has been a lot of movement. We've been sitting right around that $6. Where do you see that moving?
I think wheat prices are going to move sideways for the next couple of weeks. You can go back to mid-June when we started the down pattern. We've got down. I think we've broken that downtrend. Prices moved up to that $6 level. We talked about needing to break that and to get an uptrend, you got to break $6.20. We haven't been able to do that. You look at the last 16 trading days, 8 above 6. 8 below 6, and then we're down near 580 right now. And if we break 580, we're going to go down and test 550. I think the best thing that can happen over the next couple of weeks is a sideways move, hopefully between 580 and $6.20.
All right, now there's some harvest going on with soybeans in the state right now. Let's talk about that market.
Well, the soybean market also had a downtrend. I think that downtrend's been broke. I think in soybeans you've got a short-run uptrend. Right now, you know, they bottomed out on the January contract for beans at $9.12. They peaked out around 10.60. You know, 10.20 to 9.85 is probably the range they're going to trade in. It's more with the Monday's report will determine where the beans will continue to go up or go down.
All right, now we've talked about wheat, we've talked about beans, we got to talk about corn next.
Corn also had a downtrend. Downtrend on corn was also broken. We've also got an uptrend, a short-run uptrend established in corn. It's kind of moving sideways, but the market's waiting on the Wall Street report that comes out next Monday to see what USDA does with the yields. I think that with corn, there's more hope with corn and beans for higher prices. Corn's trading between 320 and 380. Need to break that 380 to continue the uptrend. Right now, it's moving sideways between 340 and 60, and that's on the December corn contract that we're talking about here. So I think there's more hope for beans and for corn than there is for wheat right now.
All right, now I'm going to be a little bit mean to you here. I'm asking you to predict the future. Let's talk about each of those. And what are the odds they're going to be moving back up?
Well, I think for wheat, the odds are relatively slim because we've got more than adequate world stocks. And the other thing is, and I think we've probably got limited moves up in corn and beans. We got a lot of corn stocks and higher bean stocks. A big problem I think we're facing is transportation, and that's moving the product from the interior to the export market. It's difficult to get barge, it's difficult to get rail cars right now, and there's additional risk in moving that product from the interior to the export. And I think our merchandisers are, because of that risk, are a little hesitant to contract future delivery of the product at the port.
Now help me out here, because when you say that, I think we're having a hard time getting product to the market. That's going to limit our supply, and that should drive prices up. Where am I off there?
Well, there's additional cost in moving that because if you forward contract a delivery date to deliver at export and you can't meet that date, then there's a penalty. And so that adds risk to it. And so the merchandisers, the grain handlers, have to add to their margin to cover that risk.
All right.
And that lowers the price at the local elevator.
Absolutely. All right. Good information as always. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University. Mm-hmm.